Okay, we don't have to injure ourselves now. Let's just do the questions and see if it picks it up. Thanks. How are you, Johnny?
Yeah, not too bad.
Speak it so they can hear.
Not too bad.
Thanks. All right. First question and first fight. Oh. Han Solo versus Star-Lord.
I want you to pick it. All right.
Who do you think's better out of a Jedi or a dickhead?
We're going to break it down first. All right, so you got...
Wrap it.
Well, Star-Lord is better. Like, you straight hand he's like, you got to think Star-Lord's way cooler, you know. He's only because he's like...
I disagree.
Fuck off, go then.
Millennium Falcon.
Whatever Star-Lord shit was.
That was awesome. The Millennium Magpie.
Is that what it was called?
No. Oh. I hope not.
Oh, I didn't take much. Alright, so he's got a cool ship.
Who does?
Star-Lord.
Okay, yeah.
Han Solo does, but Star-Lord is just Star-Lord. I mean, like, you think about it.
I don't have reasons, pal.
You put me in this boat.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be.
Alright, I'm fucking... I'm not very good at this.
We're not actually good. Being shit at its worst, because people laugh because we don't know what we're doing. Alright, I'm going to tell you why Han Solo is shitter than Star-Lord.
You get the ball rolling,
because I agree with you. Star-Lord's got guns. Han Solo's only got one.
Yeah, but he fucks Greedo up with that gun.
He fucks Greedo right up with that gun. Who shot first?
He's like, oh, I don't know.
Who shot first, Greedo or Han? Han did.
Han did, well, Greedo's
dead.
He didn't give a fuck. It's like, why would you ask that question when Greedo's dead?
Star-Lord grabbed that gem.
He did.
And then he grabbed onto his friends for some reason, and that kept him alive.
Also, thinking about it, Han Solo's probably the first bloke in probably 40-odd years. I'm guessing that's the timeline of between number 3 to fucking number 4.
And what was that good point you brought up before about Star-Lord and Han Solo?
The fact that Star-Lord probably based off his entire existence off the fact
so that... Was Star-Wars around in Star-Lord's time when he was a kid?
I'm just guessing the universe is the exact same. Like, they're sharing a combining universe. For all we know, Star-Lord is real.
I'm going to doubt he's not, because he's Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt betrayed the actual Star-Lord, which is a real person.
So you're telling me they looked back in history and thought, this guy's a real thing.
Yeah.
All right, so who's your verdict? Who are you going to rate?
Who am I going to rate?
Yeah, who are you going to rate better?
You're
going to have a lot of Star Wars haters if this goes on online.
Oh.
Well, tell that Johnny guy's a dick.
You're gonna have that. Okay. Star-Lord, I'm gonna get Star-Lord too. He's got cool jets. I haven't seen Han Solo.
You gotta give credit to Han Solo for being the first bloke probably in like 40-odd years between number 3 to number 4.
To bang Luke's sister.
He didn't do that to number 5-ish. 6, maybe.
I'll be honest with you, I haven't seen Star-Lord. What? I've seen it. But, okay.
But he was the first person to shoot and probably harm Darth Vader in like a billion and 1 years. Anyway, Luke would have got fucked up by Darth Vader. It wasn't the Han Solo.
Luke got a hand chopped.
There would literally be no Star Wars. There would be no Star Lord.
Ooh, so you're going back to Han now.
I said give credit to the most.
You argued yourself.
Did you hear me before? I said give credit to it.
So you're saying Han or Star Lord?
Star-Lord.
Who would you rather have a beer
with? I'm just saying you got to give credit to the bloke for being, you know...
Who would you rather have a beer with?
Star-Lord, because it's Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt is just fucking mint.
I reckon he'd just sit down and love life.
Yeah.
I reckon he'd get absolutely...
Han Solo's just an obnoxious dude. Star-Lord is obnoxious.
Harrison Ford's just angry now. Seeing his age.
Hanging out with Han Solo when he's, like, Han Solo age, you know, fucking back in his prime time, or I'm hanging out with Han Solo
when he's doing cool things.
Back when he's doing cool things.
Flipping Falcons.
Oh, is he doing
stuff? Doing stuff with sisters. That's not his sister. That's Luke's sister, right? So he's not doing anything like that.
I've watched it. I've skimmed it.
Have you ever
watched a movie fully? I've watched
Shaun of the Dead fully, and I'm like, yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
All right, so we're both gonna go. I'm gonna go Star-Lord because he's cool. He's got jetpacks.
Yeah.
Han Solo's just got weird robes.
Good music taste.
Nice, he's got great music taste. I haven't heard Han Solo listen to one. All right,
except
so going off
Cantina band music.
On repeat. I reckon he's got a lot of his iPod.
Probably.
Dickhead. All right, going from that, from Harrison Ford and Chris Pratt, who would you want to fight? Not Adam, too. Anyone, any actor, any actress.
Well, Shia LaBeouf.
You fight Shia LaBeouf. Because Shia LaBeouf.
Because he literally ruined a franchise.
Oh, that franchise was pretty ruined to begin with.
Him and that director, who was his name?
Michael Bay.
Michael Bay. Him and Michael Bay ruined it, so it's a toss-up between Michael Bay and him. Transformers is fucking mint.
I reckon they laid in bed together and said, what's the way we can piss off thousands of people? We're going to put you in a movie. Millions of people. I'm going to star you in a movie.
Transformers is fucking generations. My daddy saw that shit when he was a fucking kid. I'm pretty sure.
He might have.
Pretty sure he mentioned that once or twice.
Maybe. Your dad's mentioned that to you.
I think so.
Did he mention how much he hates Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah, he won't watch
this. I refuse to call him his real name because I don't like him either.
Like, I love the Transformers movies in an aspect that I love Transformers, but I fucking hate Shia LaBeouf.
I don't like him.
His cocky, obnoxious thing. Even in fucking Indiana Jones, tried to ruin another fucking franchise.
Yeah, don't get that guy in if you want to have a good franchise. Don't ever.
Just with Shia LaBeouf, just quit acting. Just.
Do you know he went around to museums with a paper bag over his head, sat in a room, and it just had "I'm not famous anymore" on it, and like one person would go in the room at each time, and it would just be Shia LaBeouf sitting there with a paper bag over his head. He wouldn't talk or move.
What was the point of it?
Yeah, I don't know. Because he's for fucking nutcase. There's a thing on like Screen Junkies on YouTube channel, and this guy just goes in and just talking to him, and he's like, he takes the bag off. It's just Shia LaBeouf crying. Really, really strong.
I think maybe the whole everyone hating him on Transformers, Indiana Jones, and every other franchise is probably fucked up.
Oh no, he's got millions of money. He's a sook. If I had millions of money, but I'd
how
be
would
shit.
You feel? How would you feel if you grew up to be someone who ruined like what's something you love?
Me, mum.
No, besides your mum, because I love your mum too.
You.
Besides me.
I
mean, something a franchise you fucking.
Do. Oh.
God.
A franchise.
Yeah.
Die Hard.
Say you went to the future and you literally fucked up the... Like, they tried reliving the Die Hard franchise and then you ruined it. Like, you not only just fucked it up...
I'm going to make it better.
No, but say you ruined it. How would you feel about yourself?
Do I have a lot of money?
Yeah.
I feel a bit bad, but is it just random people on YouTube where I'm like, kill yourself?
No, like, you, generally everybody in the world thinks, wow.
Okay, well then I'd probably hate it, but I wouldn't go to a museum. I wouldn't go to a museum with a bag on my head.
Then say you followed up with another great franchise. All say right. You say they tried making
the Underworld show. Franchise, that great franchise.
Is it Stab at Underworld?
Yeah, I don't like it. You like Underworld?
Yeah, I like Underworld.
Whoa. Okay. It's really bad.
It's not bad.
It's not great. Yep. I think I figured out a new question for next one. Best trilogies and worst trilogies.
Yeah, that's true.
I was going to argue the whole time.
That's not bad.
All right. I forgot what we were talking about. Fighting celebrities. That's it. Yep.
So who are you?
You're punching. You were getting
Shia LaBeouf on my
way. All right, how would you do it?
That's right. That's...
You're punching him, you're kicking him.
I thought we said we just got to fight him. Like, you know, hands on hands, fucking...
What if he wins? He's trained. I reckon he's trained for movies to fight a little bit.
Yeah, probably. All right, so, well...
Would you shoot him?
Yeah.
Obviously not lethally, we don't condone
I don't think
killing.
I want to kill these people. I just dislike them enough to punch them in the face. I don't... Alright, you should be more honest. Who do you want to fight? Who do you want to punch in the face with grooming?
Okay, yeah, that's probably a lot better. Okay.
Because, I mean, physically, either one of you could kill each other in the aspect. If
I,
no
could, I could kill anyone. I'm 6'5", 280 pounds. Yeah. I'd fucking kill them all. I don't know.
We're actually secret. This is Aiden secretly. Like the man from Game of Thrones.
Big show. Big show from the Water Boy. Okay, you'll punch Shia LaBeouf. I'll punch... Who would I punch? Who's an actor that I don't like and their face just makes me a little bit angry? Denzel Washington.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I'd punch Denzel.
Why?
I don't know.
Name one
not
thing
racist. Is... Not racist. But he's just... Same shit every movie.
What, been a bad motherfucker?
I don't find him that great. And I think people suck on Denzel too much.
What do you think in Training Day?
Yeah, it's alright.
Yeah, it's alright. Pretty fucking good movie.
Oh, my nigga. I don't know.
My nigga.
Yeah, it's not bad. Right. I like that line, but that's probably it.
King Kong ain't got shit
yeah.
on me. Okay. Come on.
It's not bad.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good movie.
I go fond of him now. Okay. Won't punch him. I'll punch. It's hard. The fuck would I punch
him?
Think
of someone you generally think, wow, I fucking hate you.
I'm not a fan of Tom Cruise.
Yeah, that's fair enough. He's
I don't mind him, but if
actually,
I had to pick
I'm
one
up. I won't even punch Leonardo DiCaprio because he's such a sook.
Well,
such a terrible actor.
Did you say Leo?
Yes, he's a terrible actor.
Oh, that's pushing buttons. Why? Wolf of
Wall
Street.
Everyone's like, oh, why is he going to Oscar and shit? I'm just like, because he's overacted.
It's a bit of a cunt. I'll give you that much. But don't
Okay, did you see him? Did you see him off of Wall Street? He was like, oh, he's definitely going to hit one now. I was like, no, he's not.